All right, welcome back. Radio Row here in New Orleans. Westwood One's NC2A Final Four Radio Row is brought to you by Monster.com. When the stakes are this high, everyone needs an edge. That's why candidates use Monster.com to make moves. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Such a pleasure to be with you here on 760 WJR. Such a pleasure to have this guy with us as well, doing a fantastic job in Illinois, helping everybody build that Big Ten brand. Let's welcome him in, the head coach, Coach Brad Underwood. Coach, really appreciate you taking the time here.
I appreciate you having me, guys. Thank you.
You know what? Let's start there. It's been cool the last couple weeks for people to take our shots at our beloved conference, and I'm tired of it. No, all jokes aside, Coach, it's not as easy as people make it out to be. You guys had a fantastic year. So many teams had a fantastic year. It's just not that easy to get to the Final Four, to snap your fingers and get to the Final Four.
No, it's exactly right. And, you know, I think there's very few teams that have the ability to get here. You have to have a little luck. You obviously have to have talent. If you don't have talent, you get there. But, you know, the Big Ten, for whatever reason, it's hard to explain, has hit a so-called dry spell. Doesn't mean the basketball's any worse than it's ever been. It's not. It's been better than it's ever been. That's been proven out in every analytic. But sometimes you've got to have a right break. You got to have a right matchup. I thought Purdue this year was a great example. I thought Purdue had a chance to win this thing. But it shows the greatness of March Madness is one game, anybody can win. And that's what's happened. But the Big Ten's the best league in the country, and I've been in a few of them now, but this league's phenomenal.
I want to go back to that in just a second, but what you just said to me, the most beautiful thing about this tournament is every year we're reminded how great of a tournament is because of what you just said, the one and done and the chance for redemption, a team that nobody saw, whether it be, you know, obviously everybody's going to talk about the Peacocks. Heck, let's be honest, who saw North Carolina doing what they did? And that's the beauty of this tournament is it gives you that opportunity. And I guess, why not the Big Ten, right?
No question. I think it could have very easily been one of the nine teams. And, you know, I thought Iowa. We played Iowa the last game of the year. And, I made a comment to a national writer. I said, they're Final Four good. And they are terrific, and they were playing great. And yet, I know how hard it is to win the Big Ten championship tournament and then play the next couple of days. It's really hard, and it's hard to get your guys up. And we experienced that a year ago. Franz Group found that this year. And yet it's a matchup. It's hard. You've got to be have a few things go your way. But it doesn't deter from the fact this is the best league in the country night in and night out. Every game is not a game. It's an event.
Yeah.
And that's special. That's fun to be a part of.
You know, we were talking to Robbie Hummel earlier, of course, from Purdue, and he was talking about what it was like to go on the road in this conference. And for people that haven't had the chance, go to Champaign, go to West Lafayette, go to East Lansing. It is amazing. I mean, when you're taking, people forget this, young men into some of these places, it's so much more than a game. I love what you said. It is an event. It can be daunting.
Oh, it's nuts. I mean, our month of February was nuts on the road. And I mean, we're going West Lafayette, we're going the Rack at Rutgers, we're going, you know, East Lansing, we're going Ann Arbor, you know, at Indiana. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know. And I mean, there wasn't a seat to be had in any of the buildings. And you know, it's passionate fans, and that's what makes this league. And you know, let alone the players are really good. You can look at all the All-Americans this year. There's a lot in the Big Ten, but you can look at the great coaches, the historic programs and cultures that are set. It's a monster every game, and you better have some toughness and some very thick skin going into those places.
Coach Underwood kindly joining us. He, of course, from the Fighting Illini, Champaign, Illinois, here on Westwood One Radio Row. Coach, what's it been like for you at Illinois? It's been 5 years now. I think you've done more than just establish your brand. I think people know what your calling card is, and you're going to have a darn good team. What's the Big Ten been like for you? I mean, as you mentioned, you know, you were a guy that you've been other places. How's this transition been for you in the conference?
Well, it's fun to be part of the best. And I say that, and we've got great academic universities within the Big Ten, but the passion, the fans, you want to be a part of that. We all have access to recruiting bases in the Big Ten. That's fun. We're on four major networks. We have the Big Ten Network. You're just on a stage that very few people can provide that stage. And to be a part of that, to go against the best coaches, to go against the best players, to go against programs that, you know, Michigan State, great example. I mean, you're talking 50, 60 years of tradition and culture. Same at Purdue. You look, go back to the Wisconsins and the Dick Bennett's and what Greg Gard has done now. It's storied traditions and cultures. And you know, you sit there and you come into this league and you go, how do I pass them? And how do I beat them? And it gets very, very hard. So it's a fun league to coach in. It's got a great group of coaches. And you know, our time's coming. It won't be long. We'll have a couple in this tournament.
Well, I mean, you've got to be proud. I know that, you know, I'm not trying to sit here and kiss up to you, so to speak, but you've made a pretty good job with that block eye as well. I mean, I think people know what to expect from Illinois basketball now. That's got to be a source of pride for you.
Absolutely. And it's a really good job. We've got great fans. We've got great alignment, synergy from our administration down. We've put in a lot of money into the State Farm Center. It's year five or year six now, I guess, of its completion. We're adding a $42 million practice facility that we'll move into in September. The resources have been phenomenal in terms of the commitment to men's basketball to go out and get good players and establish ourselves and to find success in this league like we have the last 3 years is something I'm really proud of.
This tournament reminds us every year how great it is. The last couple of years we haven't all had a chance to, I guess, convene. It's so nice to reconvene this year, isn't it, Coach?
Oh.
I mean, I don't even want to talk about what happened the last couple of years, but to see the smiling faces and to have a chance to talk to coaches like you and some of the, you know, the movers and shakers of this sport, it's an awesome feeling to be back, isn't it?
Well, I think I'm trying to do everything I can to get our program and everything back pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And, you know, we haven't had an off season in 2 years. To get back here is exciting because the Final Four of the convention is something that, you know, especially as old hats, this was where we gathered. This is where you might only see people one time a year. And to go have dinner, to go have a beer, to go have breakfast with friends that in different parts of the country, that's what this thing is about. That built all of the great, great connections and relationships we have in this. And so, you know, getting back from the old way, the past couple years to the pre-COVID ways, I'm excited about that, and we're working hard in our program to get back to that.
Well, hopefully we'll see you here sooner rather than later. Wouldn't it be great to see that big block S and that big block I at the same Final Four like Duke and NC, huh?
I would love nothing more. Tom's one of my favorite guys, and obviously one of the great Hall of Famers, but that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Coach, best of luck to you. I know you're busy working around and everything.
Thank you.
Really pleasure chatting with you. Continued success to you and the Fighting Illini.
I appreciate it. Thank you.